Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now it's lesson 60, and in this lesson, we're going to test you on all the verbs that you've been learning over the past 20 lessons. So we'll be looking at the present tense, the preterite tense, and the imperfect tense as well of regular and irregular verbs. I hope you enjoy the lesson, and good luck for the test.
Okay, in this 60th lesson, we're going to be putting you to the test a little and seeing how much you remember of the past 10 lessons, or 9 lessons at least. We began back in lesson 51 looking at what we call the immediate future tense when we were talking about, I am going to do something. So, I'm going to test you with a couple of questions on this just now. I'll ask the question in English, I'll ask you to translate something into Spanish, and Cara, if you can give our listeners just a little time to think about it, and then I'll ask you to see if you can come up with the phrase. So, if there's anything particularly difficult in terms of vocabulary, I'll give you that vocabulary item, and hopefully that will help you get the correct answer. Let's begin then. Number one of your test, okay? Número uno, I'd like you to translate into Spanish. I am going to learn Spanish. Cara.
Voy a aprender español.
Muy bien. Voy a aprender español. Aprender, to learn. And I am going to do something. Voy a, plus the infinitive. So voy a aprender español. Okay. What about number two? Número dos. We are going to travel to Mexico. Cara.
Vamos a viajar a México.
Muy bien. Vamos, the stress on the first syllable, vamos a, and then the word for to travel is viajar.
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 Vamos a viajar a México.
Vamos a viajar a México.
Muy bien. Okay, another one of these, número tres. Can you translate into Spanish? They are going to read a book. Now, just in case you need to read, it's leer.
Leer.
So, try and work that one out. They are going to read a book. So, Cara, they are going to read a book.
Van a leer un libro.
Muy bien. Van a leer un libro. Okay, one more of these. And this time, we're going to use the vosotros form. So that's the you plural used in Spain. You are going to dance all night long. Now, that's quite tricky. All night long, you could translate that as all the night.
Toda la noche.
Muy bien. Toda la noche. So, todo is the word for all. Todo, toda, toda la noche. So, that's the last part you're looking for. So, you, using the plural vosotros form, you are going to dance all night long.
Vais a bailar toda la noche.
Vais a bailar toda la noche. Perfecto. Vais a bailar toda la noche. And if you're wanting to use the ustedes form, if you're not involved in Spain Spanish, then you would say van a bailar toda la noche. Ustedes van a bailar toda la noche. Okay, so that's the immediate future. That's the ir a plus the infinitive. Let's think now about something that we covered in lesson 52, and that was the present tense of ir and ir verbs. Let's take a couple of ir verbs to begin with. Can you give me the word for to eat?
Comer.
Comer. And what about to drink?
Beber.
Beber. And what about to sell?
Vender.
Muy bien. Okay, let's take then, I am selling the house. So, Cara, can you say what I am selling the house would be?
Vendo la casa.
Muy bien, vendo la casa. And note that I am selling is the same as I sell. I sell the house, vendo la casa. I am selling the house, vendo la casa. There's another way of saying it, but we'll come to that another time. Vendo la casa. Okay, what about, let's take comer and let's take, we are eating paella.
Comemos paella.
Comemos paella. Okay, comemos paella. And that's a translation of we are eating paella. How would you say we eat paella every day?
Comemos paella todos los días.
Todos los días.
Todos los días.
Yeah. El día is the word for day is masculine. El día. So the days are los días, and all the days are todos los días.
Todos los días.
Because todos has to agree with the gender of the noun. El día, los días, todos los días.
Todos los días.
Muy bien. Comemos paella todos los días.
Comemos paella todos los días.
Let's think of an IR example. How would you say, are you opening the window? Now, you may need the word for window here. Cara, can you remember what the window is?
Ventana.
Ventana, la ventana. Muy bien. So, are you opening the window?
I can't remember what to open is. Is it? Abrir.
Yeah, it's abrir. An IR verb, abrir.
Abrir.
So, are you opening the window?
Abres la ventana.
Abres la ventana. Yeah, that's right. Are you opening the window? Abres la ventana. Abres, coming from abrir, which goes abro, abres, abre, abrimos, abris, abren. And let's think of another example with an IR verb. How would you say, they write a letter to their mother. Okay, Cara, are you okay for vocabulary on that one?
I think so. Escriben cartas a su madre.
Okay, not quite right. Escriben, they are writing or they write. A letter would be?
Una carta.
Una carta.
Okay.
To their mother.
A su madre.
A su madre. That's right. It's a su madre. If you said a sus madres, then it would give the impression that the people who are writing the letter have different mothers. So maybe there are two children there and each one is writing a letter to his or her mother. Okay. A sus madres. But escriben una carta a su madre. That gives the impression that perhaps there's a brother and sister writing a letter to their mother. Okay, so we covered those present tenses of ir and ir verbs before we moved on to a new tense, and that was the preterite tense. So let's test how much you remember of the regular verbs in the preterite tense. Let's take ar verbs to begin with. Taking hablar, how would you say I spoke?
Hablé.
That's it, hablé. And what about taking bailar? You, the singular, tú form, you danced.
Bailaste.
Mm-hmm. And what about he, she, or it sang a song?
Cantó.
Yeah, a song.
Una canción.
Yeah. So he sang a song.
Cantó una canción.
Cantó una canción, exacto. Now, what's the thing that you've got to remember about the whole business of cantó and canté in the preterite tense?
You've got to put the stress on the last syllable so that they're different from the present tense.
Exactly. Okay, and particularly looking at the he, she or it form, cantó, compared with the I form of the present tense, canto. Canto versus cantó. Try both of those.
Canto, canto.
Okay. Let's look at some ER verbs in the preterite. We had, for example, one of the popular ones, vender, to sell. So how would you say he sold the house?
Vendió la casa.
Vendió la casa, exacto. Vendió la casa. What about they ate a sandwich? And for a sandwich you can use un bocadillo.
Comieron un bocadillo.
Comieron un bocadillo. Muy bien. Comieron un bocadillo. What about using the verb that we used earlier in the present tense, abrir, meaning to open? How would you say we opened the window?
Abrimos la ventana.
Abrimos la ventana. Yeah, you didn't sound too sure about that. Abrimos la ventana. We opened the window. And of course, how would you say we open or we are opening?
Abrimos.
And we opened?
Abrimos, same.
Yeah, exactly the same. Abrimos la ventana can mean we opened or indeed we are opening the window. And it's from the context that you would work that out. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. We also covered a couple of irregular verbs in the preterite. The first of these was hacer, meaning to do or to make. So, Cara, can you conjugate the whole of hacer for me, please? And let's give the listeners a chance to do so first. This will give you some thinking time. So, hacer in the preterite tense, please.
Hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Muy bien, muy impresionante, perfecto. Okay, so that's hacer in the preterite. We also looked at ir in the preterite. And that's a little bit strange, that one, because it takes a different form completely. Can you remember how to say I went?
Fui.
Fui. So how would you say you went to Salamanca?
Fuiste a Salamanca.
Fuiste a Salamanca. Okay, how would you say we went to Burgos in 1983?
Fuimos a Burgos en 1983. 1983.
Muy bien. Fuimos a Burgos en 1983. Okay. What about they went to Veracruz in 1976?
Fueron. Where was it again?
Veracruz.
A Veracruz en
1976.
1966.
66? ¿Estás segura?
What was the date again?
76. 66. 76. 1976.
1976.
Now let's stick with dates and have a think about I was born. Can you remember how to say I was born?
Nació.
Now, nació is he or she or it was born. I was born. Nací.
Nací.
Or of course in Latin America, nací. So nací. And so how would you say I was born in 1841?
You like your dates today, Mark? Nací en 1841, did you say? Mm-hmm. 1871?
No, 71.
Did you say 71?
41.
41, oh, 41.
1841. Nací en 1841. Okay, and one last one with dates. They died in 2003.
Morien, is that how you say it?
Not quite. The verb is morir, and it would be he died, murió. So they died would be?
Morien.
Murieron.
Murieron.
Murieron in 2003.
Murieron en 2003.
Murieron en 2003. Muy bien. I was kind of putting you on the spot there with some of those ones. Okay, let's move on and think about the imperfect versus the preterite. Cara, I would like to know three common situations, three sort of trigger words for using the imperfect in Spanish.
When you're using was or were plus an action, used to do. And would do.
That's it. So was or were doing something, used to do something, or would do something when you're looking into the past. Good. And what is the tense that interrupts the imperfect?
The preterite.
And it interrupts it with a thtum, does it not?
Yep, it interrupts or dum-de-dum-de-dum.
That's right. Okay. Now, we learned the imperfect of regular verbs, starting with AR verbs. And what was the rather musical ending that we added to AR verbs?
ABBA.
That's right. So, AR verbs, let's take, for example, bailar. How would you say I was dancing?
Bailaba.
Bailaba. Okay, try translating this then. We were dancing with our friends.
Bailábamos con nuestros amigos.
Bailábamos con nuestros amigos. We were dancing with our friends. And nuestros has to be plural and it has to be masculine because in this case we're talking about amigos, the general word for friends. If we were specifying that they were female friends, then it would be nuestras amigas. So, we were dancing with our friends. Give me that again.
Bailábamos con nuestros amigos.
When Jorge arrived.
Cuando Jorge llegue.
Not llegue.
Llegó.
Llegó. Cuando Jorge llegó. In actual fact, in Spanish, you'd probably turn that around. Cuando llegó Jorge.
Cuando llegó Jorge.
Llego.
Llego.
Cuando llegó Jorge.
Cuando llegó Jorge.
Now let's continue this story and I'm going to introduce something else that we covered in this unit and that was the indirect object pronouns. So we're talking about when Jorge arrived, He said to us. So you turn that around and say to us. He said. Let's take the to us part first.
Nos?
Yeah, it's nos. And he said from decir.
Dijo?
Yeah, well done. Nos dijo, he said to us, hello.
Hola.
Yeah, he said to us, hello.
Nos dijo, hola.
But he wasn't very happy. Now, he wasn't. Which verb are you going to use? Which verb to be are you going to use to talk about how somebody's feeling?
Estar.
Yeah, so he was not very happy, imperfect tense.
Pero no estaba contento.
Yeah, pero no estaba muy contento. So he wasn't very happy. So he left.
How would you say so?
You would say así que.
Así que.
To leave.
Salgue.
Yeah, we're in the right lines.
Salió.
Here. It's from salir. And you got it there. It's salió.
Salió.
Okay, so he left. Así que salió.
Así que salió.
Or you could say, así que se marchó.
Así que se marchó.
Now, marcharse is to head off, to go off. Se marchó.
Se marchó.
So let's go through the whole of that again. We were dancing with our friends.
Bailábamos con nuestros amigos.
When Jorge arrived.
Cuando llegó Jorge.
Cuando llegó Jorge. He said to us, hello.
Nos dijo, hola.
But he wasn't very happy.
Pero no estaba contento.
So he left.
Así que salió.
Yep, that's it, exactly. Now, that's a really good way of practicing your tenses in the past, telling a story like that. And obviously, you need a little more vocabulary, especially when you're coming to talk about specific things, but you could practice that by using the verbs and the constructions that you do know, and using the vocabulary that you're familiar with already. And indeed, one of the best ways of improving your confidence about talking in the past is sort of telling the story of your day or the story of your week and using the preterite and imperfect tense to do so. As we move into Unit 7, we will be covering another tense, and that's a tense used for specific purposes in the past. It's called the perfect tense. I've deliberately not introduced it so far because you can very, very easily get by with the preterite and the imperfect to talk in the past. And indeed, in many parts of the Spanish-speaking world, the perfect tense isn't used at all, other than in very specific situations. But we will be covering it in the first few lessons of Unit 7. I think for the time being, we've tested you and we've tested Cara quite thoroughly, so I think we'll leave it there for the time being. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @LearnSpanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.